classical music segment. Coming up at 7 o'clock, we have Opera Box, followed at 8 by A Classic Monday, and then at 10 o'clock, A Present Edge, 21st Century and Avant-Garde Classical Music. Coming up in just a moment, it's going to be Opera Box. The time is 7 o'clock. This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Support comes from Emporium Presents, featuring Steve Earle and the Dukes at the Paramount Theater in Denver on August 22nd. Tickets at altitudetickets.com and the Pepsi Center box office.
Support comes from Rio Farmers Market, supporting Colorado farms and businesses by providing weekly farmers markets held in Louisville, Erie, Golden, Highlands, and Old Town Longmont. Dates, maps, and times available at realfarmersmarketco.com.
Welcome to Opera Box. This is Gary McBride. I'll be your host for the next hour. This evening, we're going to be sampling a recent opera called The 13th Child by Paul Rudders. It was composed in 2016 and premiered just this summer at the Santa Fe Opera, which was also celebrating Rudders' 70th birthday. This opera, The 13th Child, is based on a short story by the Brothers Grimm and was commissioned jointly by the Santa Fe Opera and the Odense Symphony Orchestra in Denmark. This fairy tale, inspired by the Brothers Grimm short story called The 12 Brothers, is about a paranoid king who has 12 sons, and he banishes all of them in favor of Lyra, the 13th child, hence the name of the opera. When Princess Lyra learns about her long-lost brothers, she embarks on a quest to find them. Like all the best fairy tales, it has an enchanted forest, riddles, a handsome prince, a horrible mistake, and a nearly impossible feat for Princess Lyra to perform if everything is to be put right. Now, the opera is a little over 80 minutes long. We're not going to be able to sample the entire thing, but I thought I would take us through some of the highlights of the opera, starting with the very beginning of the opera. So I'll sketch out the first scene. The neighboring kingdoms of Froagord and Hauven are in crisis. Following a warning by his embittered cousin Drokken, regent of Hauven, King Hjarne, is convinced that his 12 sons are plotting to overthrow him. The 12 princes, oblivious to their father's paranoia, play in the courtyard. The enraged king threatens his sons, telling his pregnant wife, Queen Gertrude, that she must provide him with a female heir, as only she will wear the crown. Gertrude calms Hjarne, and they sing of the lilies of Froagord, which are magical flowers that protect the kingdom. We'll hear bass Matt Böhler as King Hjarne, soprano Sarah Schaefer as Princess Lyra, along with the Odense Symphony Orchestra and Bridge Academy singers conducted by David Starobin, and Benjamin Schwartz with Amber Evans, chorus master. We're going to hear the first five sections of Act One from The 13th Child by Paul Rudders.
My sons, Drokken, your warning chokes me. Cousin, I wish only to protect you.
But all too well.
Watch closely, not content as your heirs. They will strike. Fledglings cry for more. Like birds of prey, they will rip your flesh.
Mm-hmm.
betrayal, if true, it ends all affection. Do you remember when we were boys? There were but three, Frogor, Alvin, and me. We swore eternal brotherhood. I remember well. No man, no nation, no force shall divide.
My will gives you love.
You're listening to Opera Box on KGNU. That slap you just heard was the King Hjarne, striking his wife, Queen Gertrude, after their youngest son, Benjamin, innocently plucks one of the sacred lilies from the garden. Now, what we're skipping over is the next part in which Drokon, the king's cousin, who observes the encounter, admits his love for Gertrude and feels the trembling of the earth. So here you've got a very suspicious king, very frightened. And when we listen to opera and the voices are assigned, usually the heroes are the high voices and the baddies are the low voices. That's kind of how you can tell who's who. So the king in this case is bass Matt Boehler, and the cousin Drokon, who's giving not good advice, is a bass baritone. This is Ashraf Sawilam. The heroes have the high voices. Princess Lyra, who we haven't encountered yet, is a soprano, and Benjamin is a tenor. So you can tell who the heroes are. Mezzo sopranos sometimes play matrons, and in this case, that's who Queen Gertrude is, mezzo-soprano Tamara Mumford. We're going to skip over a little bit of the action here, and we're going to listen next to scene two, the first part of scene two. Now, we're skipping over the bit where the king banishes all 12 of his sons, and Lyra comes on the scene and is anointed as the chosen one, who's the now crown princess to the kingdom. So she's found out that she's got 12 brothers, doesn't know where they are, and goes to find them. So we're going to hear the forest. She'll be wandering through the enchanted forest, coming upon a cottage with 12 lilies in bloom. She encounters Benjamin, the youngest prince that we just heard from earlier. And in the distance, the older brothers are heard as they return home from a hunt. Now, Benjamin fears for his sister. He fears that his brothers will seek revenge against her, and so he hides her away. After his brothers assure him that they will do no harm, Benjamin reveals Lyra to the joy of everyone, and they prepare a celebratory feast. Lyra cuts red lilies, unintentionally casting a spell that transforms her brothers into ravens. She's devastated by her tragic mistake. We're going to hear the Bridge Academy Singers and the Odense Symphony Orchestra, conducted by David Starobin, who was also with his wife, Rebecca, the lyricists for this opera. We're going to hear the beginning of Act Two of The 13th Child by Paul Rudders.
Thank you. hear their laughter, jokes, and games racing through my
Clam, muscle snail, catfish, carp, even whale. riddle,
ask us.
What is never seen? Unless it is not done, not done, not done.
Tell us. Not done, not seen. Tell us!
My work, though I cook, clean, scrub. Cook, clean, scrub, though I bake, weave, hoe. My work is never seen unless it is not
done.
That was my riddle, but not my secret.
Secret.
Tell us.
Do you recall the oath we took as we left through ago?
The oath of vengeance as the years pass, it no longer rules the heart.
Here is my secret.
Tonight we will celebrate.
That was soprano Sarah Schaefer as Princess Lyra bemoaning her mistake just after she's been reunited with her 12 brothers. Just moments after that, she accidentally cut some red lilies, unintentionally casting a spell that transformed all her brothers into ravens. Sisters, am I right? We heard tenor David Portillo as her brother Benjamin. Another brother, Frederick, was sung by tenor Alistair Kent. And Corbin was sung by bass Alex Rosen. We heard the Odense Symphony Orchestra and Bridge Academy Singers, conducted by David Starobin. The opera that we're sampling this evening on KGNU's Opera Box is The 13th Child by Paul Rudders. It was composed in 2016 and premiered just this summer at the Santa Fe Opera, which is also Rudder's 70th birthday. The conductor, David Starobin, is also the lyricist, along with his wife, Becky. You're listening to Opera Box on KGNU. Gary McBride here, and it's time now to sample the end of the opera. So I'll take you through a little bit of what happens. Lyra is back at the castle of Hauven, and her uncle Drokken accosts her and demands that she marry him. Remember, Drokken is a base, he's a bad guy. When she refuses, he binds her to a bonfire, as you do. As Drokken lights it, Frederick and his men return, and the 12 ravens swoop down, forcing Drokken into the fire. Suddenly, the lilies burst into bloom, returning the brothers to human form. In the battle, Benjamin is mortally wounded, his body half-human, half-raven, as he vanquishes Drokken. Frederick rescues Lyra from the bonfire, and as Benjamin is dying, he finds peace, and all sing of the restoration of hope. We're going to listen to the final few scenes from the opera The 13th Child by Paul Rudders.
Thank you.
heavens blue above, guiding us deeper. The forest, silent, waiting. 12 ravens demanding we follow. Ahead a faint glow,
a shining constellation there.
Shall fly by my heart. Oh,
And that was the end of the opera, The 13th Child by Paul Rudders. We heard soprano Sarah Schaefer as Princess Lyra, mezzo Tamara Mumford as Queen Gertrude, bass baritone Ashraf Sawilam as Drokan, bass Matt Boiler as King Hjarna, tenor David Portillo as Benjamin, tenor Alistair Kent as Prince Frederick, and bass Alex Rosen as Corbin. They were accompanied by the Odense Symphony Orchestra and Bridge Academy Singers, conducted by David Starobin. That 2016 opera found its premiere at the Santa Fe Opera this summer, 2019. That's it for Opera Box. This is Gary McBride. Hope you've enjoyed it. And we'll join us next week at the same time, 7 to 8 p.m., when I'll be sampling Andre Previn's opera, A Streetcar Named Desire. Time is now 8 o'clock. This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Coming up next, a Classic Monday.
Support comes from the Center for Transformative Movement, reminding you that dance is not just something you do at parties, and providing community-based programs like Dance with a Doc on the last Saturday of the month, where you can discuss the benefits of free-form movement with health professionals. More information can be found at cftmove.org. That's cftmove.org.
This program is presented by the KGNU listener members and by Boulder Food Rescue, presenting its 7th annual Food Rescue Fest, taking place on September 20th from 6 to 10 p.m. at the Jewish Community Center, located at 6007 Oreg Avenue in Boulder. More information can be found at boulderfoodrescue.org/feast.
Support comes from Animal Connections International, presenting a workshop for humans called What to Expect When You're Expecting a Dog. It will cover the ins and outs of becoming and being a pet parent, including how to choose the right dog from the right place, training, nutrition, emotional needs, caring for an older pet, and more. The workshop will take place at the Humane Society of Boulder Valley Education Center, September 15th. More information and registration at aciworkshops.com.
This program is supported by you, the KGNU listener member, and by Save Home Heat Company, providing professional service and installation of heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical systems, proudly serving the Boulder, Denver area for over 35 years. More information at savehomeheat.com.
Well, welcome to A Classic Monday. This is Gary McBride. I'll be with you for the next 2 hours, and we'll be sampling music by, among others, Anton Webern, Ina Juhani Rautavaara, Richard Strauss, Alexander Scriabin, Henrik Goretzky, his Concerto for Harpsichord, Opus 40, Edgard Varèse, Francis Poulenc, Arvo Pärt, Arthur Honegger, and more. Music from the 17th to the 20th centuries this evening, with many stops in between. But to begin, I thought I'd take us back 400 years to the music of Carlos Waldo to transition us from Opera Box to A Classic Monday. This is one of the responsories for Monday Thursday.